Good morning and happy new year to all of our listeners. Welcome back to Travel World. It's Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford in the hands of Chad behind the console.
Good morning. 1999 begins another great year of Travel World. Today, later in the show, we'll be comparing ice with sand, kind of from the cold of Quebec City, winter weekend getaways, ice and snow with Melanie Reffes. And then down to the sun and sand of Sandals Royal Bahamian Resort with CTV's Jerry Wagshall.
So, I thought it was going to be Scandal, Steven. You had me all revved
up.
Yes,
you misread your press release and thought, oh, boy, this is what we're going to talk about. I think there's enough of that on the radio, so we'll try to talk about something a little bit different. But although, of course, nothing precludes that happens down at their resort.
Yes.
You know, yes, you can do anything when you get away, but it's been a great 1998, and a lot of fun things coming up this year. Next week we'll be talking with Al Phillips. I want to do that all the time.
That's Steve's little thing. He's noticed that so many of our correspondents are named Phillips, and so we're going to get all of our correspondents named Phillips on the show at the same time.
With a few extras, we've got Vic Phillips and Sandra Phillips and Chuck Phillips and Janine Phillips and
Mark Phillips, Bruce Phillips.
Bruce Phillips, Mark Phillips, and
Jerry Phillips sends his regards.
Yes, and Stone Phillips at NBC. So you put all together, and I don't think, you know, we'd just say good morning, Mr. Phillips, and they'll all
say yes
in unison.
Well, I thought it'd be kind of fun, you know, talk about their own travel experiences. These guys have been in the media for God knows how long and have their own little takes on the different places that they've gone. And I know that Vic has gotten a story or two to stand your hair on end from some of the travel that he's done.
Oh, yes. Some of them we can't repeat on the air, of course. But the week after, we head down to the hottest, hippest locale in America, South Beach.
Mm-mm.
And we'll be broadcasting live on the 23rd from the lobby of the Avalon Majestic Hotel.
Stop pouting, Chad.
Getting away from
don't
the...
Don't worry, we'll send you to one of these places. We're planning on sending you to Daytona or something like that, or
maybe
auto racing.
Maybe you'd like to visit Las Vegas and Laughlin, Nevada. Go do some gambling.
No, Lovelock.
Oh, yes, Lovelock.
He's been to... He's been to Lovelock, Chad.
Yes.
With the Hands of Chad Across America tour that we did last August, a little bit of a review, and of course we opened with our Hawaii song. That was got to be the most memorable trip we've done ever.
2.5 months ago, a full week in Hawaii, and was it a beautiful place. As I mentioned at the time, I looked at my press kit and I looked at the brochures. I said, well, nice, it's pretty, but I've seen lots of nice, pretty press releases. But it was one of those destinations where when you arrived, it was even better than you could have imagined. Great place and so relaxing. You didn't notice the crowds. There were big hotels, big resorts, but you
great
could
place, less filling.
you could find a place for yourself just to relax. And Hawaii, I've noticed a pickup in demand for Hawaii this year from Eastern Canada. For years, it had been overlooked by people thinking it was either too far or too expensive, but not necessarily.
Must be because of Travel World, Steve.
Yep, people got the word out there, and people are going. Because if you're going for a two-week vacation, an extra couple of hours on a flight is not going to kill you, whether you go for, you know.
Well, I still remember you coming back on the airplane, and you were wondering, well, I must have slept. And I said, well, I haven't read my newspaper. I can't imagine sitting in the same seat for 8 hours without going stark raving mad.
And
I just see you going
heading down again on Northwest, a trip Vic is organizing to Biloxi and Gulfport, the 300th anniversary, the tricentennial of Biloxi, Mississippi, the 13th of February. And it's developed into a gaming capital on the shores of the Gulf of Mexico, 26 miles of white sand beaches.
Gaming
with
capital, tricentennial?
Yeah.
Not unlike the Lynch Island special that
I don't
read,
know.
Express, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I was looking through the invitations, and I didn't see Bob Linney's name on the list, but along with Jane Pauley.
Well, you read an article by Bob Linney in the Sunday Express.
Sunday Express back then, many years ago, when one of his first jobs in the media, and he was at the Sunday Express, and I think they were trying at the time, City of Beaconsfield, to invite Jane Pauley. So The Biloxi Tricentennial Commission is also inviting a number of people to the media, and they wanted, I think, Jay Leno and David Letterman and Regis and Kathy Lee and all of these people are invited for the Tricentennial, the 13th of February, as well as Canada's Centennial Anchorman himself, Vic Phillips.
You know, I watch VH1 an awful lot, and they have all these specials of Behind the Music and Where Are They Now about stars of the, you know, 30, 40 years ago, 20 years ago. I think you could write a Where Are They Now about all the people who've been in or around AM 600 over the years.
People in the Montreal media, the Canadian media, and the retired anchormen just seem to show up on our on our show. Irv Weinstein, who was just retired from WKBW in Buffalo, been 40 years as the anchor there, the dean of Western New York Anchormen, just retired on December 31st, and he plans on joining as a correspondent to the Travel World team in 99. So
I see. And his connection to us is what?
His connection?
There's always a connection.
There's always a connection. Well, I think he met Vic Phillips once at the press club. So.
Okay, that's got
to
be it.
That has to be.
Even your obscure connection. Some people, wedding cakes. And.
You know. Oh, yeah, wedding cakes. Somebody saw somebody someplace. Somebody talked to him. They were born in the same hospital, only 75 years apart. But, hey, there's a connection, too. You know?
Yeah.
They breathe the same air. Right?
Well, that's true. Well, on the other hand, there are some people I consider rather cold-blooded who I don't know whether they breathe at all, but that's beside the point. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yes.
Lots of
cold-blooded
so
people
today,
out there.
Cold-blooded, we have also Quebec City, a great taste of home. I wrote an article about that about 10 years ago.
10 years ago now in the downtowner when you wrote the getaway column. And
you write the day-tripper column.
Day-tripper.
And that's what it's called.
Day tripper with Willem Backus. Many ways to get to Quebec City. Do you remember how to get to Quebec City, Willem?
Oh, yes. Car, plane, airplane, and you say you left out rickshaw, canoe.
Yes, at this time of year, snowshoes. So,
snowshoes.
Of course, we can always say that the best way to get to Quebec City, one of the great ways to get to Quebec City, for less if you're flying there on business, is Air Montreal. You fly from their own terminal building on Ryan Avenue in Dorval, where there's no airport improvement fee to pay. You have free parking, and you can call today, fly tomorrow, because it's just-in-time travel. There's no need to reserve 2 weeks in advance, stay a Saturday night to get a good airfare. Leave early in the morning, come back late at night, get a full day of business in Quebec City, or any other destination in Quebec that they fly to, such as Bagotville, Île-de-la-Madeleine, Rouyn-Val-d'Or, Mont-Joli. Give them a call, Air Montreal, 631-2111, or you can reserve on the internet, www.airmontreal.com. Air Montreal.
Chad, roll the break.
Travel World will continue.
Another holiday.
Hunting your debt.
D-I-Q-C, Montreal.
Don't forget your best friends when you go on vacation. Call Lanjo Kennels in Dorval today, 631-8704. West Islanders have trusted Lanjos with their pets since 1970. With an animal hospital right on the premises, pet owners can relax knowing that a veterinarian is not just on call, he's on site. And your pet will delight in Lanjo's choice of diets and experience care just like at home. Plus, each dog enjoys the freedom of his own indoor and outdoor run. Your pet deserves the very best. Lanjo's Country Setting Kennels in Dorval, 631-8704.
This is Aaron Rand for Cavendish Mall, reminding you that the best bargains of the new year are already here. At least at Cavendish Mall, that is. It's the Cavendish Mall Sidewalk Sale, where you can save up to 70% right through the mall. And remember, the Cavendish Mall Sidewalk Sale has something for everybody and savings for the whole family. That's right, up to 70% off on your favorite brand name fashions. A phenomenal choice of quality merchandise, discounts at 70% throughout the mall. Where? At Cavendish Mall. Cavendish at Kildare and Côte Saint-Luc. Cavendish Mall.
While in Montreal, guests of Travel World stay at the luxurious Hotel Dufour, offering informal elegance and a vibrant sense of space in each guest room and suite. All the comforts of home and office, from beautifully styled custom-crafted furniture to kitchenette convenience. Enjoy panoramic views of the St. Lawrence and Mount Royal, then step outdoors to a multitude of shops and restaurants at your doorstep. Upscale service for the discriminating business or leisure traveler. Hotel Dufour, 1390 4th Street at St. Catherine. Telephone 938-8333.
Want to hold on to the memories? Aren't you glad there's Uniprix? From flashes to film, batteries to development, Uniprix has a variety of photo supplies and services to answer your smallest needs at the most competitive prices. Now until January 9th, bring your film into any Uniprix to be developed and receive double prints, plus a roll of 24 exposure 35mm color film free. Some restrictions apply. The brands you know, the savings you expect. At Uniprix, there's always a smile.
Hi, this is Vic Phillips. You're listening to Montreal's only travel show, Travel World, on AM 600, Canada's first station, CIQC.
Talk Radio 600, CIQC.
Me mind on fire, me soul on fire, feeling hot, hot, hot.
Yeehaw, and what else do you think of on a day like today? Yeah. Welcome back to Travel World. Willem Backus, Stephen Pickford. Hot.
Oh, hot. Well, we're not really hot, but we're thinking about hot places. But first, we have to cool off from listening to that music. And one of those ways to cool off during the winter time is head away for a winter weekend getaway, not too far away to Quebec City, which is where Melanie Reffes recently traveled to. Good morning.
How are you? Happy New Year to both of you.
Happy New Year, Melanie.
Same to you.
Thank you. And you're right, actually. It is definitely the place to chill off for a weekend away from Montreal. The weather's basically the same, but the ambiance is quite different and quite wonderful.
Oh, yes. It's a great walking town, particularly this time of year. You get that whole winter ambiance, the lighting and the stores, the shops, the restaurants.
Yeah, actually, they didn't even have snow until about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and then it all came down. So it's quite the winter wonderland now. And I think I might have discovered the perfect weekend getaway recipe for you guys. So if you want to grab a pen and all our listeners, I think this is the perfect place to go for the weekend. Here's the recipe. You got your pens handy?
Yes, right in my hand.
Okay, you'd get one pair of first-class Via Rail tickets.
Mm-hmm.
You add one night at the Chateau Frontenac, and you mix a warm set of winter clothing, a great appetite for wonderful, wonderful food. Stir it all well, and you got the most romantic weekend you can think of in Quebec.
Oh, yes, romance in Quebec City. And, of course, as you mentioned quite rightly, if you want to start off right going on a weekend getaway like that, the train is the way to go. No need to worry about de-icing the aircraft and all that.
It's quite interesting with VIA because it takes 3 hours Montreal to Quebec City, which is a little bit longer than driving, but you don't have any of the hassles associated with driving. The unexpected weather we're all so used to here in Quebec, and the service on the VIA is first class, is fabulous. The food is great, believe it or not. And you can actually walk from the train station in Quebec City up the hill to the walled city where the Chateau Frontenac is. And they try to get you to take a cab, but it's really only about a 10-15 minute walk, and it's loaded in history. It's really nice.
So you can get a good introduction to the city just by your first walk between the train station and the hotel.
Yeah, it's up a bit of a hill, so you'll want to pack lightly, but it's a most enjoyable walk. It passes all those great shops and bistros, cafes, plenty of places to stop and rest your weary feet. So it's quite a really nice way to go to Quebec City.
And the Chateau Frontenac, as you also correctly mentioned, if you're developing sort of a weekend getaway plan, great location, and it's the quintessential Quebec City hotel. When you think of Quebec City, it is the property you always think of.
Yeah, actually, I was listening to you guys before, and Stephen, when you were saying that you were looking at all those brochures and everything about Hawaii, and then when you get there, it just doesn't do it justice. I, too, would have to agree with that, with the Chateau Frontenac, because certainly I had pictures of it in all these press kits and brochures, etc., but when you're standing face-to-face with it, it is really, really, really majestic. It's a very beautiful hotel. It opened actually on December 20th, 1893, so it's over 100 years old, and it has now 613 rooms, so it's a large hotel. But it's got everything in there, from a fitness center, state-of-the-art, to people who will give you a massage if you've walked around
Chad?
And sort of, you know, your feet are tired. There's wonderful bars that overlook the St. Lawrence Seaway there. It's just, the food is fabulous. Willem, I thought of you, actually. There's a wonderful breakfast buffet in the hotels in the Chateau Frontenac.
Yes, when we went to Quebec City in, 1989 on that media tour with Wally Crowther and everyone else,
Oh, yes.
We did have breakfast at the Chateau Frontenac. That was
what
just,
buffet.
They were relaunching the property at the time because the late 80s, early 90s, that's when Canadian Pacific Hotels decided to put the extra money in to revitalized the property, and that's when they added the health club and the swimming pool. So that just has come online within the last five, 6 years or so.
Yeah, it's a really sort of great mix of old world and new world, because the hotel is filled with, you know, 1990s amenities. You can get anything you want. There's wonderful shops and dining and all that stuff. But it's really the crown jewel of the oldest city in North America, so you get a really nice mix. And I should say as well that it's very Anglo-friendly up there. I think I heard more English than I hear in Montreal. I mean, they're quite aware that tourism is a major source of income and business, and everyone is very, very pleasant, like really, really, really nice. So I should add that. I'd like to thank, by the way, Sylvie Walters up there at Tourism Quebec. They just go out of their way to introduce their city to those of us living in Montreal and want to get away for the weekend.
And what else did you do other than visit the hotel and walk around? Did you visit any museums or anything to report in that regard?
Well, there's a lot. You're right, actually, of course. And I got to tell you, it's real tempting to stay inside the beautiful hotel because it gets pretty darn cold up there in Quebec mm-hmm. City. But if you just bundle up and get yourself out of the hotel, it's a wonderful little walled city to walk through. What's interesting is that you walk 10 minutes in any direction in Quebec City and you hit a wall. There's four of them, so it's not really that big. And it's actually the only fortified city in North America. So it's brimming with history. There's museums practically on every corner. There's historic monuments everywhere you go. It was settled around 1759, and there's a lot of remnants of, you know, those hundreds of years ago that you can see the old cobblestone streets. Quebec, by the way, means where the river gets the narrowest. So there's water all around the walls, and it's very, very beautiful in the winter, actually. It's really kind of glistens, and, you know, people are sort of bustling along the street. There's a lot of great bistros with fireplaces in them, that kind of thing. You really get a sense of history there. Cartier Street, by the way, for anybody going to Quebec City, is the local bar scene, not the tourist bar scene, and I quite recommend it. Everything is within walking distance of the Frontenac. Actually, everything is in walking distance of everything there. There's 13 churches in Quebec City, if you're so inclined. We went in some of them just to sit in them, actually, to get out of the cold, and they're very, very beautiful, some of them. And as I say, with a 200-year-old city, you get a mix of the old and the new. You know, there's a gap right on the main street if you need to go into sort of the American store scene. And then right across the street, there's an old, old world French bar. There's 12 kilometers of bike paths around the city, which is obviously not usable now for bikes, but really good for feet if you have good shoes on. You can really sort of walk around and pretty well see practically everything. There's all kinds of museums. There's about 21 tourist attractions there, ranging from the Citadel, which is a National Historic Site. There's the Terrasse Slides, which are at the Dufferin Boardwalks right next to the hotel. Kids and adults alike zipping down the ice there. Looks like a lot of fun. I didn't do it, I must say.
Oh, why not?
I should have, but you know what? I didn't have the right pants on, to tell you the truth, and I was getting pretty nippy, so sitting on that thing, I thought I would be a voyeur spectator. I quite recommend it. Next time I'm up in Quebec City, I'll definitely bring the long johns and be on that slide myself.
Chad says he's enjoying being a voyeur alongside you.
Oh, is he?
I noticed myself when I went to Quebec City with Stephen, the friendliness, the overwhelming friendliness towards tourists when you do go there, the message really has gotten across. I mean, aside from our own experiences as people living in this province, we notice that when you go there as a tourist, the people do go out of their way to be extremely friendly. I mean, here in Montreal too, but Quebec City is no exception for sure. We went down there with a group of people who, Stephen and I were the only ones who were from, you know, French Canada. In other words, we were the only ones who spoke French in the group. And we noticed how far out of the way people went for us. The driver who took us out, for instance, to the Basilica in Saint-Anne-de-Beaupré, Île d'Orléans,
we took the tour there. Yes, that's a good day tour.
Yeah, there's all kinds of tours, and you're actually quite right, Willem, on that, it is very noticeable how friendly people are. The service sector is A1 there. I mean, I know people often complain about services and good wherever they may live, but in Quebec City, it's fantastic. I mean, you really feel like you're on vacation, and it's really quite fabulous. In fact, there's also all kinds of winter activities to do. Skiing, now that there's snow there, is a big-ticket item. It's in every direction. Resorts and everything is all over the place. You can get all the information from the Quebec Tourist Board or from the Frontenac itself. So there's definitely no shortage of anything to do, and people really, as you say, go out of their way to give you directions and point you in the right way and sort of make suggestions as to what to do. It's wonderful.
The hotel people can certainly put you in touch with the ski packages, because they've got a number of ski packages. All of the major hotels in Quebec City are going in for that in a big way, often including ground transfers between downtown and the ski hills. So. No, that's something that they're going in big for this year, and it's becoming a banner year for them so far.
And they're actually now gearing up, I should mention, for the Quebec Winter Carnival, which, of course, is quite famous and infamous, and definitely, if you can get a reservation, a place to go. It's January 29th to February 14th, which is pretty soon, so you'd want to get on the phone and make reservations pretty quickly. CP Hotels has an 800 number, and you can get to them that way without the long-distance charges, and maybe I'll just give that out.
Sure.
People have a pen handy. It's 1-800-441-1414, 441-1414. They are really, really friendly, helpful, and efficient, and it's a big hotel, so hopefully, and if they're all booked up, they actually suggest others. So the Quebec Winter Carnival may be something to consider in a couple of weeks. And Stephen, you also mentioned the city tours, which are wonderful in Quebec City. They're $20.95 a person, which is quite a bargain, and you can give them a shout at 418, which is the area code for Quebec City, 649-9226, and they can tell you all of their options. They have many, many different possibilities depending on what your interests are. Cheaper for kids if you're going with a family. So they really take care of all your needs.
The city tour is always recommended. That's something we always recommend visitors take. It gives a great overview of a city, and you can see what you want to return to explore maybe in a little more depth a little later during your visit.
Yeah, I think a lot of people always say city tours, who needs it, we'll explore on our own, and I actually thought the same, and I did take one when I was there. I had a wonderful guide named Elise, and she was quite helpful, and you're absolutely right, it only took an hour, and then when we were finished with the tour, we had made several notes as to where we would go back to. It's a bit of an orientation kind of hour, and I quite recommend it. It's very worth it, very worthwhile.
And the number to call for tourism information in general, province of Quebec, and they can put you in touch with the Quebec City Convention and Visitors Bureau, is 1-800-363-7777. So all of the winter activities going on in Quebec City and region. Great place, not too far from home, that you can get to via rail and spend a beautiful weekend getaway at the Chateau Frontenac Hotel.
Go ahead, say it.
So close to home, yet so undiscovered.
Yes. Well, yeah, exactly. And as you say, I mean, it is so close to home, and usually we go south to Vermont or those places, but Quebec City is right in our own backyard, as it were. They take our own money, so we don't have to calculate 40%, 50%, whatever. Things are quite reasonably priced there as well. The food is wonderful. It's not overly expensive, and there's so many restaurants to choose from. You can walk the streets all night nibbling yourself, you know.
Nibbling yourself?
Yeah.
I had really good salty pretzels in Quebec City, better than the ones I've eaten in New York City, so go figure, as they say.
You know something, that's the one thing, though, in going to Quebec City and around here, I really do enjoy traveling locally, like within Montreal, within Quebec. It's you got to give a chance to local people. I mean, you may be somewhat jaded and what have you, having lived around here and whatnot, but give it a chance. These people are really doing a fantastic job. They really
A lot of times you just think, oh, it's so close, and well, we've already been there, we've been there on business, but you owe it to yourself to take those periodic trips to discover some places that are only a couple of hours away, that, you know, the American tourists and tourists from other parts of Canada are rushing to, and people nearby say, well, you know, they don't necessarily think of them as places to go for the weekend, but a lot of great things to see and do.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. We have to support our own province and our own tourism industry here, and that is one enclave definitely, definitely worth seeing. And the celebrity spotting like crazy up there. I mean, the Frontenac has hosted everybody from Elizabeth Taylor to Winston Churchill. Queen Elizabeth stayed at the Frontenac. The entire Harlem Globetrotter team stayed at the Frontenac. Pretty well every celebrity or politician expedition that goes to Quebec City stays at the Frontenac. And, you know, you can sort of sit in the lobby. It's wonderful for people watching. And you're right, there's a lot of international tourists there, a lot of Americans. They get a major bang for their buck up there because of the dollar difference. And for us living in Montreal, we should, you're totally right, we should go explore our own province. And I can only tell you that it's really, you feel really rested when you come back from there. Your feet might be a little bit sore and your waistline might be an inch or two larger, but it's a wonderful, wonderful getaway because you really feel like you're out of Montreal.
It's a great getaway.
Always a great getaway, and always glad to have your insights on some of those getaway destinations. Melanie Reffes, thanks for joining us this morning. And,
it is my pleasure. And next time I talk to you guys, it'll be after my trip to Hong Kong.
Yes, at the end of January, you'll be back with us talking about Hong Kong, the jewel of the Orient.
And the search for the best dumpling in the East will definitely be found in Hong Kong, so I will keep you posted on that one.
I think, Melanie, we're going to have to let you go because Chad really has to experience a dumpling himself.
Yeah, bring me back something, eh?
I will indeed, and we'll see you in a couple weeks. Great right. talking to you as always.
Chad, I think this time of day, you certainly get some kind of a craving now, don't you?
Yeah, and I don't know why. It's always for pizza, the Nini pizza.
Oh, yes, Pizza Donini, real great Montreal-style pizza and a whole lot more. 11:30 in Montreal, 30 minutes or less, your piping hot, oven-fresh Pizza Donini lunch will be at your door. Oven-fresh, piping hot, oh, so great. From Pizza Donini, 31 locations in Greater Montreal, just one number to remember, 383-6000, Pizza Donini.
Chad, let's roll the break.
Bravo.
Nothing like a little taste of the islands to make you feel warm.
People, original king lover talking upon the microphone.
Now, doesn't that make you feel warm?
When me sing,
I wanna have sex on the beach. Come on, move your body. Sex on the beach.
You guys are bad.
I wanna have sex on the beach. Come on, there's a party. Sex on the beach.
AM600 Montreal.
You buy clothes, you pay taxes. Eat at a restaurant, you pay taxes. Go to the garage, more taxes. Imagine if someone else paid the taxes for you. Well, it's happening at Boy Matsuno. That's right, save the equivalent of 15% GST and QST on the purchase of a refrigerator, range, washer, dryer of the same brand. On promotion, Gibson 4-piece set, now only $1,799. Buy now, pay only in the year, $2,000. Isn't it great when someone else pays the taxes? Boy Matsuno, where quality always meets low prices. Details in store.
Take a one-hour vacation and soothe your body at Luxocor, mesotherapy at its finest. Enjoy a professional, therapeutic, Swedish, Californian, or stress-healing massage in a warm, inviting, upscale atmosphere given by a caring staff for whom your total comfort and well-being are of the utmost concern. Luxocor, 374-8181, open 7 days a week from 10 to 10 by appointment only. Your body deserves a break. Relax and enjoy at Luxocor today, 374-8181. Melt your cares away with Luxocor, 374-8181.
This is Aaron Rand for Cavendish Mall reminding you that the best bargains of the new year are already here. At least at Cavendish Mall, that is. It's the Cavendish Mall Sidewalk Sale, where you can save up to 70% right through the mall. And remember, the Cavendish Mall Sidewalk Sale has something for everybody and savings for the whole family. That's right, up to 70% off on your favorite brand name fashions. A phenomenal choice of quality merchandise. Discounts at 70% throughout the mall. Where? At Cavendish Mall. Cavendish at Kildare and Côte Saint-Luc. Cavendish Mall.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
Oh, hi, Chad. This is Maria from Salisbury. We'd love to show you around. Come on down. We have the place is great. I know just where to take you. The boys will explain it to you when they get back.
CIQC.
Do it. Ripping down.
Thank you.
Can't you feel the heat? We got hot songs, theme songs here on Travel World because it's Willem Backus and Stephen Pickford on Travel World, segment number 3. And we got Jerry Wagshall online who went to Scandals. No, Sandals.
Right, Jerry Wagshall from CTV's W5.
Hey, Jerry.
Hey, how are you guys?
Good, good.
Hot as usual.
As hot as usual. How's Montreal? Is it covered in snow?
Thank
it's
you. Yeah,
snowing.
Yeah.
And,
laugh harder.
Snow and... Getting a little colder.
As I hear in Toronto, you guys got inundated. You guys
unbelievable. The whole city shuts down when we have snow here. It's
a
bunch of wusses.
There you go.
Well, here I am. I was going to talk to you guys about a place that's a little bit warmer than where we are right now.
Yes, sir.
Talk to you about our honeymoon at Sandals. It's a holiday where you really don't have to do very much at all except relax. Of course, when I got married, which was basically about 2 months ago,
mm-hmm.
We had put together our wedding, of which you guys were invited to come pop by after the supper there.
Mm-hmm.
We were just rushing to get this thing done. We were putting together a wedding in a week.
We saw your wife, Jerry. We want to actually pop by that evening. And anyway.
Okay. All right.
Nice lady.
Good. Okay, good. I think
that's what we meant.
So we didn't know we were rushing to do this, and I mean Alexa was doing a lot of it. Where were we going to have our honeymoon? But luckily, at the last minute, we found Sandals, which we would say is the ultimate all-inclusive holiday. And we went to the one at Nassau in the Bahamas. Nassau is a popular island in the Caribbean where you have easy access to it. From Toronto, it's only a 3-hour flight, 3.5 hours. It's surrounded by water. That's why it's very, very popular with tourists. And amazing.
I told Stephen that I wanted to go to Nassau, and he sent us to Cape Canaveral. I mean, yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
Nassau. Yeah.
Well, that'll take you, if you go to Cape Canaveral and you get into one of those rockets, it'll take you a lot further than Sandals.
To the moon, Alice.
an amazing deal. You guys might not have been aware of this, or you might be, but we got an incredible, on Canada 3000, some of these 4-day packages, we got a flight from less than $150 return.
Holy cow.
For each, you know, so together it was just a little more than $300.
How far out on the wing did you have to sit? How far out on the wing did you have to sit?
It's right at the edge. four nights. We left on a Sunday. We came back on a Thursday. A little bit about Sandals, but so for us, we didn't have very much time to... I didn't want to go somewhere too east in the Caribbean because we didn't have very much time to take. I only had less than a week off from work.
Right.
Alexa was in the same boat as me, so we needed something that we could get to quickly and something that hopefully would make sense for the time constraints that we had. Sandals is a chain of all-inclusive resorts throughout the Caribbean. I think the difference here is that everything is really included, not like some other all-inclusives where you have to pay for your drinks and extras like scuba diving and water sports. Once you arrive at Sandals, you don't have to think about money. Something about it is that it's exclusively for couples, and there are a lot of honeymooners. A lot of people got married there. We saw about half a dozen weddings in the 4 days that we were there.
All right.
The resort is pretty breathtaking, a complex of pastel pink buildings, tropical gardens, Roman columns and statues, glowing blue swimming pools, two massive swimming pools connected by walkways, indoors, fresco-painted ceilings and chandeliers and marble floors. Very opulent.
Ah, yes. Tell us about the hotel room, man.
Very, very much. We were relaxing in like a 1,200-square-foot air-conditioned suite overlooking the pool and the ocean. We were just talking this morning, actually. It's bigger than our place here.
Yes.
A wide range of rooms and suites ranging from luxurious, spacious suites to more modest junior rooms. We loved our room, but there's also villas there that you have some more privacy in the smaller, older houses because in the back where there's private gardens. Because this Sandals, the Grand Bahamian, where we stayed on Cable Beach, is formerly called the Balmoral Club. And it was the haunting grounds of Edward, the Prince of Wales, former King of England, who abdicated the English throne to marry Wallace Simpson, an American commoner. So when he was the governor of the Bahamas, that's where he and she used to go because she was kind of homesick. And she wasn't known for her beauty, but she was famous for style, and she liked to go there, even though she would have rather been back in England. That was the place where she liked hanging out. Also, the Beatles stayed there as well at the old Memorial Club. When we arrived, we were tired of planning and rushing around the whole wedding. So it really made a lot of sense for us. We had breakfast in our room every day. There are 8 restaurants there, everything from casual pub cuisine to formal French cuisine. There's another restaurant on a little island that serves native cuisine, traditional Bohemian dishes that you can take a boat to. It's a Japanese restaurant. So it's quite a large mix of food. Of course, there's all you can drink as well, which I saw several people doing just that. I'm not an expert drinker, so after about 3 or 4, you know, I'm kind of out of it.
We'll give you some lessons.
We have, well, like Steven's friend who saw the sign that said "Drink Canada Dry" and did try to do just that.
That's and then what happened?
Passed out, I suppose.
Let's not talk about that right now, eh?
No. So it's like this open bar kind of thing. What about the breakfast in your room now? I mean, there are some places that give you the breakfast in the room. It's like this cold, greasy, stale. Either that or you just walk a little bit and you get to the restaurant and you get a nice warm meal. Or
well, no, I think I'm just trying to remember that it was pretty much like, I think it was a continental breakfast. But, you know, in the Caribbean, as you guys probably know, you know, one of the great things about the Caribbean is a fruit. So you want to have a breakfast where you can have a lot of, you know, different types of fruits that you don't normally, you know, eat in Canada, like star fruit and, you know, papaya and all that sort of stuff. So actually, it worked out quite well. Another thing that we have that's included, and amazingly enough, in an all-inclusive holiday, very stress-free because you never have to really think about the cash, is that there's a water sports complex on site. And for me, having my dive card already, it was great because I could go on as many dives as I wanted to. And they're smart because they give you a bit of a refresher course before you go. Like, I hadn't gone diving for a couple of years. So there are some dive places where they'll just ship you out and say, hey, try this well, man. It's really great, you know?
And what if you've never gone scuba diving before? Would they teach you enough that you could actually go underwater and take a look at some of the coral and whatnot?
Where I had gone before?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I had got my certification over in Grenada, so that's like a week-long process. And you can do that.
Americans, no doubt.
Yeah, you can do that at the water sports complex too if you want. You can sign up for your PADI certification, but you can also do a thing called a resort dive, which is you basically study your diving and you do your theory and your training for one day, and you go on a shallow dive.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying is that some places will just ship you out even without checking to make sure that you. Like, you can forget things after 2 or 3 years.
Oh, yes. I mean, you need to be reminded just to take somebody's word for it, you know, and say, oh, I did it so many years ago, and we find you have a card, but, you know, you do forget different things.
Exactly.
Hey,
exactly. Like some people in Quebec, for example, with their licenses, for instance.
Yeah.
But
we won't mention any names, Jerry.
But you know what I mean, right?
I don't know. That's never happened to me, Jerry. But speaking of which, though, I mean, some people say you go down, and one of the risks of diving is you can get the bends. Like, how exactly do you get that and avoid that?
Hmm?
So they talk about if you dive and you don't know what you're doing, you can come up and get the bends. And
oh, yeah. Well, that's the thing. You see, that's the good thing about even if you have a card and you haven't just taken a resort dive, it's important to be current. So they give you this little test, and they make sure that you know what you're doing in the pool before they send you back into the water. And then when they send you back into the water, you don't have to start off with some big dive. You can just do the shallow dive with the people from the that are on the resort dive. But it's good. It was a pretty good place. There's other things you can do as well. They have some sea kayaks. They have a glass-bottom boat, various types of water activities. There is my wife took a snorkeling lesson. She wasn't.
Jerry, can you hold that thought? It's time for the break. Can you hold that thought? It's time for the break.
Okay.
We're gonna come back for the wrap up and.
All right.
And more about the Royal Sandals Royal Bahamian Resort with Jerry Wagshall when we return right here on Travel World.
Chad, roll the break.
We'll continue.
Keep on a rockin' me, baby.
Go choose some razor blades.
Keep on a rockin' me, baby.
Kinda look like a couple of red lobsters.
Keep on a
rockin'
me, baby.
CIQC Montreal.
This is Aaron Rand for Cavendish Mall reminding you that the best bargains of the new year are already here. At least at Cavendish Mall, that is. It's the Cavendish Mall Sidewalk Sale, where you can save up to 70% right through the mall. And remember, the Cavendish Mall Sidewalk Sale has something for everybody and savings for the whole family. That's right, up to 70% off on your favorite brand name fashions. A phenomenal choice of quality merchandise, discounts at 70% throughout the mall. Where? At Cavendish Mall. Cavendish at Kildare and Cote St. Luke, Cavendish Mall.
Before heading off on your next trip, head off to Jet Setter. Jet Setter is Montreal's travel accessory center with the largest selection of travel accessories in Eastern Canada. Everything that you could possibly want relating to travel, all in one location. Money belts, water purifiers, miniature binoculars, travel irons, guidebooks, and maps. Plus converters and adapters for all your electrical needs, including computers. What's more, you'll find every imaginable kind of rolling luggage, including duffel bags, knapsacks, and travel packs from such name brands as Tumi, Travel Pro, Skyway, Lusportsack, Kipling, Timberland, Eagle Creek, Briggs & Riley, and more. At Jet Setter, I found you don't pay more for quality and personal service. In fact, you'll save with Jet Setter, and GST is included in every price you see. Jet Setter, Montreal's Travel Accessory Center, 66 Laurier West, between Clark and Cedar Bend. Telephone 271-5058.
Love to capture the moment? Aren't you glad there's Uniprix? From flashes to film, batteries to development, Uniprix has a variety of photo supplies and services to answer your smallest needs at the most competitive prices. Now until January 9th, bring your film into any Uniprix to be developed and receive double prints, plus a roll of 24 exposure 35mm color film free. Some restrictions apply. The brands you know, the savings you expect. At Uniprix, there's always a smile.
It's your turn to discuss the issues. Viewpoint, weekday mornings between 10 and noon, here on AM 600, Montreal's interactive information station.
This is Sharon Delaney at WKMG Channel 6 in Orlando, Florida. Keep listening for my exclusive Florida reports on Travel World with Stephen Pickford on CIQC.
Are you tired of being held hostage to the airline's demands to stay over a Saturday night and reserve 2 weeks in advance just to get a reasonable airfare? Fed up with paying $1,000 or more on your business trips to the United States? Now there's an answer to every business traveler's dream with Zagory Travel's USA on Business fares to over 50 key business centers throughout America. Reserve up to 3 days in advance, stay just 2 days, not requiring a Saturday, and count the savings. $395 plus taxes to Los Angeles, for instance, compared to over $2,000 plus taxes normally applicable without that obtrusive Saturday night stayover. You don't sacrifice comfort or convenience either, flying with one of America's top five fly carriers with full in-flight service, seat selection, and frequent flyer mileage. Call a corporate travel specialist at Zagory Travel in Dollard today, 626-3132, to find out how you can shave your travel budget by up to 75%. Your next business trip to the USA should begin with a call to Zagory, 626-3132.
CIQC.
Going off the deep end here on Travel World. Welcome back. It's Stephen Pickford and the Hands of Chad behind the console, segment number four.
Yes, leading up to the hour at 12 noon with Jerry Wagshaw from CTV's W5. And one of the great things about Sandals, as you were mentioning, was the variety of restaurants on site, because with all you can eat, some all-inclusives as they build themselves, you eat at the same buffet with the same foods. If you're there for 1 or 2 weeks, you get pretty tired of it, but the variety of restaurants is certainly something to be considered.
Absolutely. There's many, many of them. I think there was like at least, there was all kinds, ranging from gourmet dining to more informal pub cuisine to native cuisine, which I really enjoy. You know, the curries and the spicy dishes are always nice. So you're absolutely right. That is a definite thing. And another thing I think a lot of women will probably be interested in hearing about is the fact that the Grand Bahamian at Sandals has a world-class spa with all kinds of up-to-date spa treatments like reflexology, deep-sea mud baths, hydrotherapy, cellulite treatments. In fact, I was just having a cellulite treatment right now.
A cellulite? You meaning adding some to your body?
Yeah, adding some. it was voted one of the top 10 spas in the world by Condé Nast Traveler's Readers. Yeah. They also have standard things like facials, massages, manicures. My wife had a massage. She said it was excellent. I was probably out driving or something. the beach is really nice too, and there are great silver fish that swim up to you and kind of peck on your legs and stuff. Ooh. It's really nice, and if you want, also you can swim and sun besides two of the enormous pools. There's activities at night. There's entertainment every night. We saw some fire eaters. There was a big dances that were going on as well. All kinds of very interesting stuff happening at night. As well, we stayed on our wedding night. We stayed at the Delta in Montreal, which is a luxury downtown hotel. Perfect atmosphere and service for a wedding night. We had a bouquet of flowers and champagne in our room. A beautiful nighttime view. I want to just mention something about what happened to me just quickly on the day of my wedding. I was
okay. We were hoping you're telling us all about the wedding night here.
Oh no, I'm going to tell you about the day of my wedding. The day of my wedding. I just to mention to you why it's important to stay in a place that has good service. I went to Classy's to get my tux, and when I put on my clothes, everything fit except for my shoes, which were sort of meant for more like some kind of dwarf or something.
A dwarf.
And even though I'm not very tall, I'm certainly taller than about 4 feet, and probably was concerned that I would be doing my vows and going ouch, ouch, you know, or just cramming my feet into these tiny shoes. So I was, they told me, well, if you want to get your shoes, you know, you have to go out to the Montreal North, and it was November the 14th.
At 2 a.m.
Yeah, it was about 1 p.m. It was the day of this parade. I'm just trying to remember which parade it was.
It doesn't matter.
It was shut down, and it was snowing.
Yeah, that's Montreal thinking, for you.
Am I going to drive out to Montreal North at 2 in the snow and the parade, and then find myself like my would-be wife waiting for me at the altar while I'm trying to get these, you know, coming back with shoes? Or should I put on these tiny shoes and just be thinking about that while I'm saying the vows, right? So no.
Sandals.
What I did instead is I sent a cab out to the place in Montreal North, and the cab got stuck in the parade and all that. Brought the shoes back to the hotel. I wasn't even there. I was getting my hair cut at my favorite barber place on St. Catherine and St. Mark, who was actually the only guy I hung out with all day because all my friends thought I was busy doing something else and it completely abandoned me. So I hung out with the barber and he gave me a shave and stuff while my shoes were being delivered to the hotel, and they just paid for them, and they just for the cab and charged it to my room as well. My tickets for the honeymoon, which you just organized like the day before because we didn't know where we were going, came there, and the FedEx came there, and we were in such a rush.
We begin a new year here on Travel World.
Yes, a new year begins. The 80th anniversary, actually, of CIQC.
That's right, 80 years on the air, serving Montreal.
And later this year will be our 100th episode, the month of May.
We're going to have to give people tours of the transmitter site, eh?
Yes. Tickets will be going on sale on the website tomorrow.
I drive by every morning and every night en route to my sweet loved one there.
Yes, so over on in Chateauguay.
That's so right.
You get to pass
You met by. Her. You met Lori. Yeah. Anyway, what can I tell you? She's out having her hair cut today, and it's her friend Sue's birthday. Happy birthday, Sue. So we're going to go out celebrating that. We're going to go bowling. Mm-hmm. Amy loves to go bowling.
We're going to do bowling, haircut,
yeah,
shoe shine. We're talking about all those topics today. Everyone's doing something. I guess it's the type of day to do that with
it's
the
good to be
weather
back.
Outside.
In 2 weeks, we're going to be going to Miami. Last year, we were on our way to Amsterdam.
Yes, and also last year, exactly at this time, we were freezing. So,
yes.
A year ago, at the end of January, we went to Amsterdam.
That was a great trip.
Instead of Amsterdam this year, we head down to Florida.
Miami, South Beach, broadcasting live, I might add.
They're setting up the ISDN line, and we'll be doing it from the lobby of the Avalon Majestic Hotel and talking to many of the local people from the Convention Bureau, people from the Art Deco Conservation and Historic Preservation Society.
People Chad would certainly like to meet, like Tiffany and...
What are you saying about me?
Well, some of the people who are going to be dropping
by. You'd like to meet, Chad. I mean, pay attention to the show. People you'd like to meet, like Biff and Brutus and Claudio and...
I'm getting your mic off, okay?
The people who are going to be walking around in South Beach being seen and trying to be part of the scene and trying to be
what
picked up to be into another scene.
Tiffany and Bianca.
Now you're talking.
There you go.
Yes, they're
if you paid attention, we wouldn't make so many homosexual jokes about you, Chad.
Listen, okay? It's not funny.
We're taping that. We're putting that band back on the air.
Oh, lots of types of people down on South Beach. So all types, all sizes, all ages.
We have too much fun doing this, Dave.
Yes, we'll
want to thank
back.
Our listeners for joining us once again. Thank you. We'll see you next week.
With the All Philip Show. Hopefully we can find out some more Philips. We've got Vic, we've got Janine, we've got Sandra, we've got Chuck. And hey, if we can add Bruce, Stone, and Mark. I think
Kyra,
Don, and Jerry. Hey, we'll... I don't know how many more I can think up in a week. But the All Phillips Show, emphasis on golf and theater, some of their many interests, and places far and near, next Saturday from 11 to noon, right here on Travel World.
I'm Willem Backus.
I'm Stephen Pickford. Join us again next Saturday, right here on AM 600 CIQC, Montreal's interactive information station. Et qui fait neiger sur l'hiver.